Section 1, Personal Tax. In the budget, the Chancellor announced that he would be modernising the personal tax system. For income tax, the basic rate will be reduced to 20% from April 2008. There are no changes to the current rate bands in 2007-8. The 10% starting rate will also be going from April 2008, but only selectively. It will go for earned income and pensions, but it will be retained for savings income, that is bank and building society interest, and capital gains. There are no changes to the taxation of UK dividends planned, but some changes to the dividend tax credit were announced for overseas dividends. As far as personal allowances go, these are generally increased in line with indexation each year, around about 3 or 4% annually. We have three levels of personal allowance, the basic level for those under 65, and two higher levels. The first of these are for 65 to 74, and then 75 and over. The last two are, of course, referred to as the age allowances. The Chancellor announced that in 2008, the age allowances, not the basic one, the age allowances will be increased by £1,180 over the indexation figure. And there's also another inflation-busting increase from April 2011, where the age allowance for those aged 75 and over will rise to £10,000. For national insurance, the problem has always been that it doesn't easily fit with income tax. The various thresholds have been different, and the language is significantly different too. In the budget, the Chancellor announced changes. In particular, the burden for middle-income earners and those in self-employment will be increased. For employed earners, the upper earnings limit, and for self-employed earners, the upper profits limit, will be increased by £3,900 above indexation. The two of them, the UEL and the UPL, are of course the thresholds at which the rates of NI drop to 1%. So, for a self-employed earner, the band at which he or she pays 8% will be increased. All these changes commence in 2008-9. So where is all this heading? It's heading for alignment between the income tax and the national insurance system, but over a period of time. It's expected that full alignment between the two systems will be in 2009-10. So until then, we need to keep a careful eye on the limits and thresholds when we calculate personal tax and NIC liabilities. So in conclusion, where are we headed for? I think we can conclude this. As you'd expect, it's a complex picture and there will be winners and losers. Ironically, the loss of the 10% starting rate band for income tax will of course have the greatest effect on low earners. High earners will be barely touched by these measures. But the loss for low-income earners is at least in part able to be offset by the tax credit system. But as we all know, that is complex, and at least 1 million people, according to the press, who are eligible, simply don't collect.